No comment.
Meow, 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 meow.
Call me Daddy.
I'm an adult meowing. Call and I don't Daddy. Care. I hope it irritates you.
Just call me Daddy.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can y'all feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it? Who's feeling it?
I can feel it, but I have to do a little correction. On the official written intro, it doesn't say, can y'all feel it? It says, can you feel it?
Okay, so that's my version, okay? And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except what?
Government.
Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Stupid governments. Any stupid governments.
Is your southern accent covered by BIPCOT?
only when I let it out.
So it's always covered by BIPCOT.
Oh God! What are y'all trying to say?
Just trying to say that you sound a little bit southern.
I say y'all too sometimes. I try to stifle it.
Well, okay, but you're from Maryland. You're from Maryland, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And they say y'all. They say y'all in Maryland.
Oh yeah, you don't know the Maryland dialect. Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we say y'all.
Well, you also spent a lot of time in Virginia.
It's a Virginia influence, I guess. So we've got we've got Michael Dean, and we've got Lisa, and we've got Lou and Jeremy and me, Diana the Laughing Kitty. Meow. What? Yeah. I'm an adult who meows.
Who said that? Someone said they don't like adults who meow.
That was the guy that you were talking about the other day on Twitter.
I can't name his name, that guy?
Yeah.
Who? What?
I can't remember his name. Was it Ian or something? Not Ian.
Oh, the other Ian. Not the good Ian. Not Ian.
Not the good Ian. The evil Ian. The evil Ian.
That'll be dealt with at Pork Fest. Okay. So, yeah. So, Pork Fest is coming up. Y'all psyched?
Woohoo!
Meh.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I am psyched about Fiend Fest.
Me too. Yeah.
Somalia.
Yeah. Yeah, me Fiend too. Fest Somalia.
I'm psyched about Fiendbot 3000. I've been testing the latest version of that tonight.
Is that the editing software?
That's the thing that Brian Gordon made that edits Fiend episodes automatically and does all the mastering.
Oh, yeah.
It's not quite ready for prime time yet, but I've been messing with it. If he's awake and listening, he should answer my emails, and then maybe I can use it tonight. So he's probably asleep though. He's got a family. But... yeah, and I don't think Free Talk... I don't think YLRN's up for some interesting reason. We're going to talk about that. I think it's playing repeats of... let's see. Free Talk. Yeah, it's playing Free Talk Live. So I'm gonna tweet this. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to tweet how to listen to The Fiends, which is not LRN, because for some reason, which we'll talk about, they're not up. But there is a radio station streaming link in Utah... and in Florida, that you can listen to us on. So I'm going to post that. So go ahead and talk about what happened.
Or GCNlive.com, Station 1.
Of course.
GCNlive.com, Station 1.
You sure it's not Station 3? It's Wonder in the Night and Wonder in the Week, and I forget which. But it'll have a picture of my smiling face with a hamster all in my nose. So, yes.
Okay, so what happened? Where do we start? My goodness. There's just a lot that has been going on.
Yes.
With our friend Ian Freeman. Yes. And
he was contacted
Free
by
State
the government.
Project and
word. Word. Yeah.
Word. Word. Word.
He was
word.
Contacted by the government.
Yeah.
Keane became a little less free. Keane became a little less free today.
Yeah.
Just and, a little.
You know, he got raided by the FBI, and there's video of it, and my wife watched that with me today, that 2-minute video, and started crying because that's how sensitive she is to anti-liberty like the FBI doing horrible things. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I cried too.
I'll show you on the doll where the government touched my wife today. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very upsetting. I mean, that was, I mean, it's just, ugh. I don't know. Yeah. It's like something happening to somebody in my family.
I know.
Is what it felt like. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I barely even know Ian and I've still.
Yeah.
It's rough to watch. It's just to even think about. It's not a, you don't want to wish, I mean, I don't wish that on too many people. Definitely. Definitely some people. But not somebody who's done as much for just the idea of liberty in the past decade plus as someone like Ian. Is just, it's insane.
Given a lifetime achievement award and basically helping the Free State Project get their 20,000 signers, which are probably quite a few, like much fewer signers at this point. People have rescinded their signing.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of theories going around. One is that, okay, so here's what happened. Ian got raided and there was a warrant and they took all his computers and his phones and $10,000 worth of gear. And there is a raise money to help Ian get more gear, because once the government takes your stuff, you're not going to see it for years if you ever see it again.
Right.
You know, and so, and really, you know, it's probably worth more than the actual equipment itself is, like the work he's done tuning it to, you know. Like, I've got computers that are a couple years old that, you know, I mean, if they got stolen by the government, I could go get another one at Circuit City for $400 that would be faster, but it would take me weeks, even with backups, to get it back up to how it was. You know, it's a lot.
Does Circuit City still exist?
No. I don't know.
I don't think so.
What about Radio Shack? Do they still exist?
I go to Radio Shack. I'm old. I haven't been out of the house in a while.
But hey, Brian Sovereign loves Radio Shack.
I'm sure there's a Radio Shack in my town, isn't there? I don't know. I'll go buy some 12K resistors at the radio. Yeah.
Michael will stand outside Radio Shack and wait for them to open.
I'm yelling at the clouds. Old man yells at cloud.
This is really cool. Virgil Viduga, who does Cell 411, the really cool program, started a raise money to replace Ian's gear thing, and it's raised let me see how much it's raised so far. Anybody have it up? I mean, it's done astounding. People like Free Talk Live, man.
Yeah.
They really do. Yeah.
Is there a Bitcoin donation option?
I went looking for that earlier.
I don't know if Ian's got his stuff backed up. His Bitcoin account might be in the hands of the FBI.
Oh.
You know, and remember, they stole, the FBI stole all of Ross Ulbricht's, they auctioned off his Bitcoin before there was even a trial, like before he was guilty. How messed up is that? You know?
Well, he was never really guilty. He was convicted.
I mean, convicted of being, sorry. Thank you for that correction.
And also, didn't the FBI steal some of, or some FBI agents steal some of the Bitcoin on their own?
Not just official theft,
but like unofficial theft.
Trouble.
Yeah.
So this has raised $3,920 in 4 hours.
Wow.
That's how much people like Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I'm tweeting that right now at the Freedom Fiends Twitter, and I'll put it in the show notes tonight.
Now, did Free Talk Live didn't go back on the air tonight, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Mark Edge said that they were going to on Facebook.
They did, but it was kind of like running on three cylinders. They were LRN is not live right now. We're not on LRN. We usually are. LRN is playing like a loop of Free Talk Live episodes because they don't have that computer to do the automation. But you can listen to us on, I just tweeted, and Facebook. Well, if you're listening to us, you know this, but you know, you can go to VCN or you can go to, there's a couple radio stations that stream us. So, but yeah, like, you know, we're not going to probably be listenable tomorrow afternoon on the repeat like we usually are. You'll have to go to the podcast. So let's see what else. They couldn't take Skype calls. They were only taking, you know, calls on the phone through GCN. They sounded pretty good. The FBI did not take their mics. I offered to give them some mics because I've got some extras, but they didn't need them. But the FBI unplugged all the mics and turned on and like took the cameras. They were afraid that, you know, Ian was filming or recording the raid, I think.
Oh God.
In the house.
Oh, but, oh of course. How dare he do such a thing as in his own home?
So basically the warrant claimed that someone on Ian's IP address in the past year had accessed a kiddie porn site over the Tor network. Now, Ian didn't do it, and there's like 20 or more people that have passwords to his computers, like every LRN host, and there's an LRN show that quit in a huff this week. I'm not saying it's them, but, you know, who knows? But, you know, he let other people come in, like people he just barely met who were I'm an activist. I just moved here. I'm waiting for my DSL to be set up. Can I use your computer? Sure, brother. You know, it could be anybody. It could be a van parked out in front of his house. So,
I know what's coming to mind for me, and I'm thinking, I'm certain this person has the password and everything. You know, he who must not be named.
No.
Nah.
No.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling someone that, I don't know. I think they sent someone in there that nobody knows to do it. You know, they can do that. They can bust somebody with some drugs and say, you want to go to prison for 10 years or do you want to go sneak into this guy's house and do this thing? I don't know that they did that. I don't know that the FBI did that. There were three agencies involved. There was state police, FBI, and local police there today in the raid. You know, who knows? But they didn't arrest anybody, but they don't always arrest anybody right away. Sometimes they take years to do that, months to do that. Sometimes they, sometimes they plant something on someone's computer. But the thing is, too, the warrant, like, implied that this had been in the works for a year.
Yeah, now, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
But it's interesting a week ago, he gets kicked out of the Free State Project, you know, because of his views on age of consent.
Right.
And then last night, somebody, I'm guessing Stop Free Keen, because they've done posters before, put up posters, you know, amplifying that thought.
Right.
And then this morning, he gets raided. Like, is that all a coincidence?
It
could be, but it's unfortunately without any actual
the timing
or evidence. The timing.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Steve Miller's not on today.
No, why?
Why is he not on? Is he feeding the homeless?
No. He's pointing guns at the homeless.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound very good.
Well, he was really upset by the Ian thing this morning, and it took a lot out of him. It took a lot out of me. We're all harmed. Yeah, the government touched us all in bad places.
Yeah.
So he got attacked by a homeless guy today.
Oh, no.
And had to draw his gun and scare the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not shoot him. But, yeah, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What a day today.
Ugh. Yep. Shoot.
Well, at least he was carrying this time. Didn't he? The last time he got mugged, he wasn't. Didn't that happen last year? So, God, that's horrible. Gosh. Jeez.
Wow. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah. Well, at least you were protected, man. Yep. That's oh.
Still
rough.
Upsetting, like the idea.
Oh, I'm saying it's still.
Yeah, huh. It's like, I mean, even though you're carrying, it's like the idea of actually having to you know, potentially shoot someone is not the most pleasant feeling in the world.
Of course not. I don't think any of us want to do that, do we? Yeah. No, I don't. Oh, man.
Man, somebody just sent me a screenshot from a secret Stop Free Keen group of them, like, coordinating attacks on Ian Freeman. I'm about to post this. This is
Go for it.
I think I'm about to post this.
I thought they were just a bunch of blowhards, that group, but they're actually...
They're very serious.
They're coordinating attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of them. That's what they live for, that Stop Free Keen group. That's what they live for.
Yeah, but I thought they were still so small that they weren't actually... But man... See, that makes more sense than any of the other theories I thought floated. It's actual crazy people. That,
Have you ever gone to the Stop Free Keen website?
Yeah. And I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought it was satire. And then I... I read into it some more, and I looked up some more. I'm like, oh, no, these people are actually serious. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like, it's so outrageous. You think it must be satire.
There was a parody. There was a parody of it.
Yes. I know that.
That was done by he who cannot be named. But, and it was kind of funny. But, no, they're deadly serious. They're totally schadenfreude. If you go to Stop Freaking today, they're all like, we won. Ian's gonna get butt raped in prison. We won. We're good.
Oh,
you know?
God. They're terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that's, I mean, well, among other things, that just because even if, for whatever reason they did this, it's like, even if they do find absolutely nothing, it's like, these things don't go away.
No, you know? They linger. Like,
just allegations alone end up screwing people so royally.
I mean, they said today on the show, like, you know, they will, Free Talk Live will likely lose advertisers over this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be the plan. The plan from the FBI could be, you know, don't arrest him because there's nothing to arrest him for. Just take his gear and embarrass him. You know, like,
right.
Kiddie porn is the kind of thing where you don't even have to be caught. You don't even have to have any. It's
right.
Like, you just have
if
to
you're
be accused of it.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, or any sexual thing. I mean, look what happened to the poor, you know, the Duke LaCrosse case.
Who's
that? Anything like that. When the college kids
that
got
LaCrosse?
Like,
oh,
the Duke LaCrosse players.
Yeah. They were accused of rape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm out of it, like, news wise.
Duke University.
That's just the first one.
That rapper, Duke LaCrosse.
Yeah, Duke LaCrosse.
I have all his records.
He's really
vinyl.
Big. He's really big in Idaho. You should have heard about him by now.
At Radio Shack, man.
Radio Shack.
LPs at Radio Shack.
A-tracks, man.
Did you ever
A-tracks.
Buy LPs at Radio Shack?
Not that I recall.
Probably LPs on, like, home TV repair.
But.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so it's exactly the allegations.
Okay, I've been told not to post this super secret screenshot of the Stop Free Keen group talking about coordinating their efforts. I don't know because people want them to think they weren't infiltrated.
They don't know.
Yet. I don't know. Yeah,
they don't want them to. Not to make too much light of this, but they don't want them to know. We know type of thing. Yeah. Like, how long is this going to go on for?
I like how under the radar we are, though. Like, they don't probably even know who we are, and you know, I don't know. I feel free. I still feel free.
Me too. Yeah. How under the radar in terms of who?
Us. I mean, like, you know.
Oh no! No, I mean in terms of like under whose radar?
I don't know. Like the Free Keen people end up getting screamed at in person and on the street and on the
internet.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Constantly by statists. Mm-hmm. I don't even know any statists, man. You know?
Yeah, I do.
Lucky you.
I just block everybody. All right, so we'll be back at the strip market. And I'll give my theory about Free State Project.
Yay! Can't wait.
And that there's not a connection at all.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so I just shared the thing from Stop Freaking from someone named Jennifer Schmidt, who is conspiring to harm Ian Freeman in a coordinated backroom effort. We have our spies. We have people. Yeah, so Stop Freaking, you're totally infiltrated, and there's people in your organization who stand with you in the street who are really against you. So there.
Do you think they're listening to the Fiends?
No idea.
No. I'm on block anyway, too. They don't even know who we are. We're not on the radar. Yeah.
So what's your theory?
My theory is that there's a bunch of theories floating around. One is that, like, this is the action of someone in Free State Project. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's the opposite. Or the other theory is, like, Free State Project knew it was coming. And that's why they dissociated from Ian.
Right.
I don't think that's it. I think it's the other way around. I think the FBI has been sitting on this for a while, was waiting for the time for the most publicity to do it, waited until Free State Project got 20,000 people, made all their announcements in national news, and then, you know, happened to kick Ian under the bus.
Interesting.
And then said, this is the time to do this.
That could make sense.
Yeah.
Well,
I heard
the theory of the people in the FSP knew about it in advance, and that's why they kicked Ian out. What you really have to consider when you hear something like that, and I personally think that's nonsense, what you have to consider is, why on earth would the FBI tip off the FSP that they were going to do a raid?
Right.
The FSP
is the enemy to the FBI.
Yeah. Although the fascist statism project is allegedly I am being nice.
Where they're guests.
although they are hey, let's change the system from the inside. Nobody's ever thought of that idea before. although they're that type, and they take part in the political process, electoral process, and all that other stuff, they are kind of libertarian-ish. In some regards,
because
they are not part of the status quo, should say. There's absolutely no reason that the FBI status would tip them off they're not a friend to the FBI.
Right.
I don't know if the FSP has a position on the FBI, but I'm sure that's probably not a super favorable one. So the only way that the FBI would tip off the FSP would be, I don't know, if they were working together.
Right, exactly.
So, I'm just not feeling that.
That seems the most far-fetched.
Yeah. You know, actually, I think the Free State Project might be a much bigger threat to the government than Ian Freeman, because, you know, Ian Freeman and the Freedom Fiends and all these weirdos are like, we're so extreme in our, you know, no government whatsoever, don't work within a system, get out of it peacefully, go away, move to Somalia. that we don't really have, you know, we don't gather as much moss as, like, the Beltway libertarians from Reason Magazine, who are, you know, funded by the Koch brothers. You know,
I used to think it was.
Have a
Koch
and
brothers.
A smile.
How unfortunate for that name.
Who's a bigger? Who did the government think was a bigger threat? Ron Paul or Ian Freeman? Ron Paul,
right?
Man, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Free State Project is more like Ron Paul than they are like Ian Freeman.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but because
they see the Free State Project as being much more of a possibility than all of the other subversive things that you mentioned.
Because the Free State Project is kind of like the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a threat to anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they might do some little minor things here and there to where you can open carry your pocket knife and not get arrested for it. But you know, as far as I know, Derek Chase still didn't get his permit to exercise his Second Amendment right.
Right.
Derek wants to move back there too. Derek wanted like, you know, he started this cool thing called the State Free Project.
I'm not a supporter.
And then he started this thing called Fiend Fest Somalia, which is a joke James
Bond has had
for a year. I am a supporter. And he wanted to make them both be about moving to New Hampshire. I'm like, wait, no, slow down here, man. No. The State Free Project is about moving to New Hampshire. Anything with the name Fiend in it, since there's 15 fiends and only one of them ever wants to be in New Hampshire permanently, and that's Derek. I don't want him hijacking the name. You know,
okay,
it's not.
Yeah.
And Free State Somalia or Fiend Fest Somalia, my plan, and this Somalia. Is what it should be. It should be a traveling feast, a traveling fest.
Yes, yeah. That is a spectacular. You know,
it's going to happen.
Feast Fest.
This year.
What's the difference?
Fest. It's going to happen at Michigan Peace and Liberty Fest at Lou's Camp, at Lou's Assault Kitchen.
Let's bring it to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might make it if it's
Colorado. How about Minnesota?
Yeah.
What's there? GCN?
Agora Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's also Jackalope in Arizona, too. But I'm considering going there because it's driving distance for me.
Yeah.
So. Not for me.
But you know, I think who actually coined, and I just want to give him credit for this, Davi. I think Davi Barker was the one that actually coined State Free Project. The word State Free Project, because then all of a sudden it got like it became a thing, and he wasn't even aware that it had happened at first. Hey,
you know what, Davi and I were doing 1 year ago today. By the way, happy first day of spring, everyone!
Yay!
That's gonna be.
It felt like spring here in Colorado, so I was pretty happy.
We need some redemption. This episode's gonna be called "Happy First Day of Spring" from the Freedom Fiends, and it's gonna have a picture of ladies tossing a cat up in the air, and that's all.
I like that. I saw that.
It's a classic painting. Yeah,
it's really cute. It's really cute.
Yeah, it looks very spring-like, like maypole catish. But a year ago.
So the weather makes it okay today, to throw the kitty? Wait a minute.
No, don't throw the cats. Don't throw the kitties.
It's a big old giant cat.
It's bigger than the ladies. A year ago today, Davi and I were doing a Freedom Fiend show together, and I quit vaping on the show. The last day I had, well, actually it was a year ago yesterday because... you know, spring isn't always the same day or whatever. I don't know. But it was like a year ago today was my first day off vaping. I used nicotine patches for about 5 days. So I wasn't really off nicotine. I realized after I posted today, I have a year off nicotine. But
you're no longer taking it into your lungs.
I have a year off of sucking crap into my lungs, which has been my problem for the past 34 years or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Where are you sucking it into now?
Anal suppositories.
Oh. Yeah. Those hamster cells that he was talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michael, but I know that you nice I know that you enjoy it. Being the butt of jokes every now and then.
Yeah.
So speaking of Fiend Fest Somalia, when's the big opening?
June 19th.
That's a joke, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I miss that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Diana. I'll try to speak Juan next time.
Well, I'm actually a redhead now, so.
Really? Oh, another ginger snaps?
I've been a redhead now for quite a while, for at least a year, so.
Yeah, that's called artificial intelligence, right?
Okay then.
you know I love you and Roxy, mostly Roxy.
The dog.
Yeah, Roxy's not coming to Porkfest.
Yeah, you gotta fly. You can't drive. That's 2 days.
Seriously, give her a roofie. Put her in your purse. I mean, she's a small beagle.
She's not that small. She's 20 pounds.
She could be the Fiend Fest Somalia Studio Beast. Like, yeah. Like Ian Freeman's dog, Jazzy. I got to say, Ian actually thanked the FBI for not shooting his dog today.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's Whoa. Video. There's video of, like, God. People yelling at them. And you know what's funny, too, and ironic and kind of cool? Okay, so, like, you know, people hate Ian because he was dating a girl that was 16, which is the age of consent in New Hampshire, a couple years ago. And I don't even think they're dating anymore, but they're still like best friends. And, you know, they went to this event last night. And then this, like, the video of the cops carrying all of Ian's stuff out of his house, like the girl that this kind of was over in a way, who's now 18, is standing on the porch with Ian's dog, like yelling at them. You know,
yeah.
Like, they're like, we must protect the victims. And the so-called victim is there like, get off our property. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to go. I like her.
Yeah.
Renee Kate. She's cool. Yeah.
That's what they do best. Protect and serve in the, you know what.
Whether you want it or not. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah. Ugh. Someone asked me what a fiend is today. I'm like, really? Come on, man. We've been doing this show for four,
I saw that too.
5 years. Yeah. It'll be April.
What's a fiend?
It'll be
I don't know what that
years.
Is.
I know. I'm like, you're square if you don't know that, man. This guy's pretty hip and actually shit.
Go away. I don't like square people.
Yeah. Yeah. So last night there was a Libertarian Party event in Pennsylvania, and Daryl Perry was debating. Let's see, Daryl Perry, the presidential candidate who lives in a van, and I think that's a
down by the river.
I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm saying, like, hey, that guy could represent a lot more Americans than some billionaire at this point.
Yeah, come on. How many voters are all talking about they need somebody who's more down to earth? I mean, come on.
Yeah, how much down to earth you got to that?
Exactly. Yeah.
And actually, two of the other people he was debating were millionaires. One was that crazy, funny guy, McAfee, who invented... Who started the first antivirus company, and now lives with, like, you know, seven fugly
bikini models.
No, they're not bikini models. They're not
no,
hot.
I know, I saw them.
That's what's hot about them.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're normal looking, yeah.
I think... Wouldn't it be more fun to date like seven average looking girls than one supermodel who's really like high on herself? I think it would be.
I never scored with a perfect 10, but I had 5 twos one night.
Yes, that's what it is. I mean, they're not twos, they're fours or fives, but there's seven of them. That's like 35, man.
Or 28.
They're all like 23, 23, 24 years old, and he's like 70.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, is that any weirder than, like, you know, Ian at 30 dating someone who's 17?
I don't think that's weird at all.
No, I don't think it's weird either. But, you know.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. My fellow sheep. Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Booga digga, booga digga,
booga digga, booga digga. The band bomb was the booga digga beat. That
booga digga,
booga digga beat that all the kids are doing on Booga Digga Records. Yeah. So
dig a booger.
What?
Dig a booger.
You know, when I'm staring at you girls, I'm not undressing you with my eyes. I'm harvesting your lungs with my eyes.
Like an osmosis thing.
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me of congratulations again on your 1 year of being nicotine free.
Yeah, thanks, man. How long have you been nicotine free now, Lou?
I just hit 14 weeks of non-smoking and 3 weeks of being off the patch, and that was on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Have you punched anybody yet?
So what's Dogecoin going for? How much is Namecoin? No.
What else I did?
It's been surprisingly good.
You've handled this really well, Lou. That's unlike a lot of people, for sure.
I was ready. I honestly believe that was the key thing. I was ready.
Did I help you?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, I agree. You're about as useless as a government program.
Oh, Lou, that is harsh.
Cocky. Now that he's getting his weenie wet.
His weasel. Michael, thank you for the moral support and prayers that you sent my way.
and the good vibes. Gotta send good vibes.
I'm gonna harvest your girlfriend's lungs with my eyes. Actually, though, she's really healthy, but what I really want is like an 18-year-old track star from Brigham Young University who's never smoked or drank or had coffee. Yeah. Hey, want to sin?
What about sex?
Come sin. Come in my van and have some coffee, mister. Wake up with one lung. I'll get two of them. I'll take one lung from each. So, Jeremy, how did we go from the peace, love, and freedom fiends to I want to harvest Stop Free Keen's lungs? No, they're too
much. I have no idea. We used to be a stuff like feeding the homeless. Now it's disemboweling college students for their lungs. I mean,
or pointing guns at the homeless like Miller did today.
Well,
I mean, that was self-defense. Yeah.
He didn't shoot anybody either. You know,
I don't think in even the most twisted logic we can find a way to make it self-defense. Knocking off college students.
You know, I'm looking forward to the collapse of the state and the ensuing Nuremberg trials against people that aggress on other people, steal their stuff.
I saw somebody say on your post, "Is Keene a city?"
I know.
Gosh.
Yeah. Not everyone is as plugged into listening to LRN as us on LRN, you know. Yeah.
I look forward to the Walking Dead style zombie apocalypse, and Facebook has really helped me to have absolutely no remorse for when I start taking out zombies with headshots.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people I'm looking forward to them turning.
Yeah, like Abraham on The Walking Dead. He enjoys it. He gets off on
Which
it.
Which one's he?
Yeah,
he's the big redhead guy.
He's played by Michael Cudlitz.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that guy. He looks like some weird redheaded like Rambo.
Yeah, kind of. I missed it tonight. I missed The Walking Dead tonight. Oh,
you know what was weird?
It's driving me crazy.
That guy that his family got killed by some guy, so he like put him in a cage and let him starve for 45 days.
That guy was so.
Wasn't he played by the guy that plays like Gale on? Was it him? No, who was it?
The guy that played in Fargo, what's her name? Francis McDormand's husband.
Right. Oh yeah, he was on the Drew Carey show playing Drew Carey's cross-dressing brother too.
He was.
I like him.
He's a character actor. Doesn't do a whole lot of regular work as far as like series go, but he does like a lot of guest appearances on TV shows. I can't think of his name, but
he's good.
He is really good. And that episode is probably one of my favorites ever.
It was the last show. It was the last one I really enjoyed. Actually, it's the last one I watched because I've seen like. Yeah. After that, it just went back to like just shooting zombies in the head. You know, it's like a video game.
They're fighting other people now, like other like bad people and stuff, which to me makes it a lot more interesting. I mean, the zombie thing is almost kind of incidental at this point.
Yeah,
it's been a few weeks since I've seen it, so don't go into too much detail, Diana.
Nuremberg trials.
Nuremberg trials.
for drug warriors. That's a song by a rap song by Nima Vidani. I played guitar on it, I think. I forget. Just, I do so much stuff, I can't remember what I did on what.
Yeah.
It's been good. I'm going to go rest my lungs. Have a good show, guys. And worms.
Yeah. Worms.
Worms, Michael.
Worms. Have good worms. Thank you for your wormness.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Meow.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting to the Libertarian Radio Education Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows for reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we are back. Everybody else has abandoned us.
Yeah, it's just us. There's
better things to do. Just Diana and I. So I think we covered everything we wanted to cover with the other issues.
Right.
Maybe move on to some more depressing news.
Yeah. So the first hour we covered a lot about what's been going on in New Hampshire over the last few days, and particularly today, where Ian Freeman, director or whatever you want to call it of the LRN.FM and also the host of Free Talk Live. He was raided by the FBI this morning. And we talked about some of our theories about that. So this hour, I don't know. What I've got is that today I watched a film called The Big Short. And it's based on a book by Michael Lewis, and it's about the what happened. It seemed to be more about how there were people that saw it coming, and in particular, a guy named Michael Burry. After I watched the movie, I started researching him, and he seems to be pretty dang libertarian in his views in terms of economics and everything, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, he like, you know, many of us in this community, you know, feel like the government does far more harm than good when it comes to the market, and he seems to feel the same way, especially in the aftermath of the 2008 economic crisis and the bailouts and everything. And watching the movie, I was completely... And at the time that this was going on, and Jeremy and I actually talked about this some before the show, at the time that this was going on, I was paying attention, but I wasn't paying that close attention because it didn't have a direct effect on me. And I remember at the time feeling bad about that, but it was like, you know, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. And I still have my job, and I still, we still have our house other stuff. But I was blown away that how in hindsight, how it was missed by so many people. And this guy, Michael Burry, he actually, and all of this was caused by the crap mortgages and things like that, that were, put together in these like bonds. And Jeremy and I were talking, and I'm not well versed in the terminology and everything, but how they were mostly garbage, but these bonds were still highly rated by organizations like Standard and Poor and things like that. And so, even while they were losing value, they were still continuing to be highly rated. So Michael Burry kind of like saw this happening. He saw this as a potential all the way back in 2006, and he started to bet against that market, and you know, and everybody thought he was crazy, you know, because he was a fund manager, and investors, we're trying to withdraw their funds and everything, and he couldn't understand like why they felt like that. But as far as they were concerned, the market was doing great, you know, and what he was doing is causing them to lose money in the short term for a much larger payoff at, you know, once everything, you know, came down. And but it was a really interesting movie, and I looked up an article, and it was in New York Magazine, it was actually an interview that he did, and this is kind of where he's, you know, he didn't specifically say libertarian or Austrian or anything like that, but, you know, talked about his views on economics, and he definitely sees another crisis blooming. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, like, you know, when you brought this up to me, I, like you, you know, I wasn't really paying attention back then. And I want to see this movie now after you talked about it, or mm-hmm. and or read the book too. I obviously don't know much about him, but the whole idea, like just reading the article, and yeah, like you said, he doesn't mention anything specific, but the ideas he's talking about, it just, you know, it was basically an interview where all the questions, you know, they were asking what he saw and what he, you know, why he thought these things. And a lot of times he seems to mention that the government was just too involved.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I do recall, like, I mean, after the fact, once I learned about all this stuff, that, you know, there were some other people back then that were talking about this, but again, they all got they pretty much got laughed off just like he did. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, it was to the average investor, you know, not the crazy type of investors, like they to them, it just, everything seemed to be going along smoothly, because just like mm-hmm. Most other areas of economics, most people don't know much. And, right. You know, I always think of the old Rothbard quote where he talks about, economics being a dismal science, you know, considered a dismal science.
And nobody wants to know anything about it. Right.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
But then they also end up having these horrible opinions on it, even though they don't know much. But they always pass it off to the experts, and they say, well, the experts know. And if the experts aren't panicking, most people just think, well, there's no reason to panic. And when these, like, the ideas got floated, because again, you know, I went back and looked at this, because for me it was reading Meltdown by Tom Woods, mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years after everything happened, that kind of opened my eyes to it. But when I went back and looked, you see the couple of people that were standing up and saying, hey, you know, this it's coming, like, you know, it's basically right. Like mm-hmm. there's an asteroid headed to us right yeah. now. Don't well, you guys and- see that? And everybody goes, oh, you're just, there's nothing. And then the higher up the chain you go, those people probably had a better idea of what was coming, mm-hmm.
yeah.
but they were also closer to the money supply, you know, with the Fed constantly pumping out, money out of thin air, because of the bonds and all, and because mm-hmm. of the whole system, the people at the top get the money, get their hands on money and are able to transfer it in ways to real wealth before it hits anybody else. So yeah. they were just cleaning house, and
right.
they just, you know, they took advantage of a situation that they most likely caused, mm-hmm. and kind of screwed a whole heck of a lot of people. And, you know, the other thing that you had mentioned before is, like, you know, of course, well, not surprisingly, nobody's in jail.
right. Well, one guy went to prison. Yeah. And that was it, you know, and everybody else has bailed out and still made a ton of money and paid bonuses to their employees based on these bailouts. And I mean, I remember when all that was happening, and that made me angry. Like, the bailouts, I'm like, you know what? If they're too big to fail, they need to fail, you know? They just need to fail. And I knew that was taxpayer money. You know,
yeah.
I knew that. And it's just like, you know, again, taxation is theft. And I actually read another meme on Facebook today that said, actually, that and it was one of these memes that features what's his name from The Office? the know-it-all guy.
Dwight. I don't watch the show.
Dwight. And it says taxation is theft, and he says false. Taxation is extortion. You know, because you basically you still get stuff, but it might not be anything you want. You know, and that's basically one of the big problems I have with taxes is that. You know, they're definitely, and I know I'm kind of jumping on a tangent here, but I mean, there's definitely things that I would want to fund. You know, I got into kind of a Twitter battle the other night with someone I don't even know, apparently was trolling anybody that had like put hashtag taxation is theft. And I mean, I don't know if he, you know, caught up with anybody else that does that, but he, you know, kind of latched onto me and kept, you know, throwing things at me. And I was, you know, throwing things right back at him. He actually called me a silly person at one point, and I turned right back around and I called him a silly slave. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's like there's things that I would want to fund. Of course, I would want to fund roads. Of course, I would want to, you know, fund things that I like, that I enjoy, like parks and things like that. But I want to have a say. You know, I want to know. I want to choose where my money goes. You know, and people just don't realize that this money is, or they don't think of it as theft. And I don't understand that. Like, they're taking your money from you without your permission and spending it on whatever the heck they want to spend it on. And, you know, including war, which I, you know, vehemently disagree with. And, yeah, I just have to make disgusted sounds about it.
Yeah, well, what else are you going to do? Well, unfortunately, most of those people don't view it as a form of theft, and I would tend to agree with that meme.
Mm-hmm. It's your civic duty to pay taxes.
But when you ask them what is their reasoning for that, the only thing they can do is essentially use the circular logic. Well, it says so in this document. So that means it's true. Well, okay, no. So you're using the document to defend the document. Oh, that's not how this works.
Right.
You know, but again, the problem is not only do they not recognize that it is, many people would claim that they are consenting to it because they want these things. But like you said, you would want to fund some things. But again, another quote that comes to mind is the Bastiat quote, where it's because they are all basically socialists, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah.
But when the socialist hears that you don't want something, that you don't want the government doing it, they naturally assume you don't want it done at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and that's,
yeah,
that's
I like that. I like that quote.
This. Yeah. Yeah. But that's basically what they all think. They just assume that, you know, well, no. You know, because it's the same thing. People are, oh, well, you know, you have a problem with the police. Well, you know, you just want lawlessness and you want, you know, just do whatever you want.
It's the purge.
No, I still would want to protect myself and my family. I would still I would still like to know that my friends are safe, you know, and my community in general, because it only benefits me to have a safer community. So just like everything else, there's the rational self-interest that actually helps benefit the rest of the people around you. Because, you know, you kind of have to survive together. So I would have no problem defending myself and also possibly paying for a, you know, private security company as long as I have options. That's the whole problem.
That's the biggest problem.
Just want choices.
It's a monopoly. It's a monopoly. And we have no choice, you know, essentially, or, you know, I mean, the people of this country essentially have no choice.
You can move to Somalia.
You can move to Somalia if you don't like it.
You don't like it, get out.
Guess we're going to a break, but we'll be back. We promise. We'll be back. Worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
she loves to get my attention by it's really cute because she sticks her paw up and goes to touch my face, but she extends her claws when she does it. And I'm like, why? Like, why are you doing that? I don't like that.
She wants to make sure you don't misinterpret.
Right.
Hey, I'm trying to get your attention.
I know.
Maybe just the paw wouldn't work. So she says, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. Because, I don't know, maybe one time she tried it with just the paw and you ignored her. So
yeah.
Cats, that could be that they're it. Smart.
Yeah, and I was actually just talking about that. I've had her for like 12 years. I adopted her when she was like one. She's 13 now, and I have a friend whose cat just died, and he was 14. Aww. And I'm like, no, I hate thinking about that so bad.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Because, typically we outlive our pets unless they happen to parrots or something.
or tortoises. Some of those things can live forever. No, I know. Well, I mean, I don't know. My last two, if it's any consolation, my last two cats were 19 and 20, so, you know.
Yeah, I thought that they typically lived longer than dogs. A lot of dogs.
Yeah, generally they do.
Yeah, yeah.
All variables, you know, obviously play into that. But yeah, in general, I think it's like, you know, aside from the extremes of like the large dogs that have short lifespans, they're like, you know, 12 to 15 years. Cats are usually, I think, like 14 to 17 or somewhere that,
right.
You know, 14 to 15 to 18, somewhere in that range.
And she's really healthy. And plus Roxy keeps her on her toes.
Yeah, see, there you go. helping keep her young. It's good.
That's
good. Well, I swear that's what kept my last cat Beezer, because he wasn't exactly he had liver issues for a long time and heart and a heart condition, but he just kept trucking along, and I swear, you know, it's probably because the dogs in the house kept him on his toes. even though he hated to leave the room, leave my bedroom, whenever he did, he would usually end up having to run at some point.
Right.
So
we were also talking during the break about, you know, still continuing to talk about The Big Short, the movie The Big Short, and everything that happened around the housing crisis, the housing market failing in 2007, which led to the complete collapse of the economy in 2008. There was a link in the one article I was referencing from the New York Magazine about Michael Burry. I hope I wasn't saying blurry. It's spelled by like blurry, but without an L. But there's another article too that is linked to that. It's about The Big Short, and it's the ultimate feel furious movie about Wall Street. Which, you know, yeah, Wall Street had a hand certainly in it. I mean, there were a lot of people benefiting from these, you know, terrible investments, and and we were talking about, Jeremy and I were talking about, it's scary to, you know, how, to me anyway, it's scary to know that there are that many people out there that would do that, and and then we were talking more about, like, yeah, there's more, you know, we feel like there's more good people.
That's what I had said. I look at that situation, and it's the industry you're talking about, you know, Wall Street, the banking industry, just the financial industry in general. You know, it tends to be heavily populated with high-powered,
people seeking power.
People seeking power, but just like high energy and like fast-paced individuals who even again, just like anything else, the ones with the good intentions could get sucked up in, you know, very easily in it. But I kind of look at it and say, okay, well, number one, that's just the type of industry it is. But also, you know, like any other group, you see the worst of the worst when these things happen. Like the people they would portray in the movie or the book, or even the people that, you know, I mean, if there was actually some kind of justice system, there had been trials and stuff, then maybe you would actually see the real life people. But I think the ones that were focused on, I mean, I'm not saying they don't exist, and I'm not saying that there aren't these bad people, but I think there's that were the, you know, the quote unquote good people still far outnumber them. They just don't realize. Sometimes they just don't realize what the problem is, and that
exactly. Yeah, they don't have the knowledge of it, and I feel like that. You know, this and other, you know, certainly issues with the U.S. injustice system, or, you know, this particular movie, which is not a documentary. I mean, it's obviously a dramatic thing. And, you know, I'm sure that they were taking a little bit of artistic license. But you know, I feel like it's a good thing because people are made aware of these issues through movies like this, which are popular movies. And also, too, you know, well, we're getting ready to go on break, so we'll talk more about this when we come back with the Freedom Fiends after this trip to the market.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the road to freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Memes. Lots of memes out there.
We'll never die.
Yeah.
It's a meme-based economy. Gordon and Michael Dean.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Yeah, when he said that. It's a meme-based economy.
It is. We live in a Twitter and meme world.
Yeah.
The attention span of your average individual.
Right. And, you know, and it's like, I think that you can get really good messages across that way, too.
Yeah.
At least get people to thinking.
Yeah, or really agitate people.
But,
either,
you know,
either way, it still makes them think. Exactly. I mean, it may make them hate you more or whatever.
Right.
It causes some emotion.
And, you know, it's like this guy that I was tweeting with the other day on tweeting on Twitter, which is, of course, where else would I be tweeting with him? But
washing machine, I don't know.
but you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, I've had some contentious, you know, like discussions with people, you know, about liberty and, you know, the various aspects of it and everything. And in a way it's a little encouraging just because, you know, they care enough to ask or they care enough to want to talk about it and debate you about it. And I remember, you know, it didn't take very long, but when I, you know, kind of first started, when I first identified as a libertarian, you know, I still had a lot of questions. I mean, I was, even then, I was one that was like, well, who will build the roads and blah, 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 you know? And it's just, I mean, so I went through that too. I mean, I didn't go through that for very long. I learned quick, but you know, I was also, I mean, you know, that you've got different personality types. You have people that are way more tenacious and they want to hang on, you know, to their, you know, the beliefs that they've had or their ways of thinking that they've had like their whole life. And it's really difficult to, I guess, you know, get past that, like kind of break through that wall. And, you know, I feel like in a way I've had a little bit of the advantage of, you know, being open-minded and wanting to learn about things that I disagreed with. And then sometimes, you know, not always, obviously, but sometimes, you know, I would come to espouse that belief myself just because it made so much more sense than what I had previously, you know, my previous paradigm had been. And that has been the case certainly with being, you know, I mean, I don't really identify so much as a libertarian anymore, but, you know, I mean, I say anarchist, but I think voluntarist sounds better, but it's pretty much the same thing. You know, it's just voluntary interactions and, you know, not, you know, the non-aggression principle and things like that. It's really very simple, actually. It's not that hard to understand.
So easy a kid could understand it.
Yeah.
And they do much. Until it's beaten out of them.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, see, the one thing you said before, I think, is when you're talking about the why that, you know, when they want to fight back and it's they have to challenge their beliefs or their way of thinking or their way of thinking. I think the former is actually more accurate because it's a belief. It's not necessarily a way of thinking. And I actually encountered this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I encountered this multiple times today where the person actually, or several people actually used the word belief. Like, you don't believe. They asked me, they were actually visibly offended that I did not believe in the U.S. Constitution. And I actually had to ask them several times. I'm like, are you sure that's the word you want to be using right now? And they kept insisting that I needed to believe in the U.S. Constitution. I said, I wasn't trying to be rude, but I asked both of these individuals. I asked them, you know, separate conversations. I said, are you by any chance like a Catholic? And both of them were very proud to tell me they were atheists. I said, okay, so you're atheist.
So your religion is a state.
You have a problem with religious. I'm like, you realize that you argue against them because they run on a belief system, right? Well, yeah. What are you telling me that I need to have in your magic document?
Oh, wow.
And I literally got the, it's not the same thing. It's like, it is the exact same thing. If that is your argument, because again, I know there's anarchists and stuff like yourself who are not, you know, who still have some, you know, some type of faith or something. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if you're going to hold the position that you're an atheist,
don't be a hypocrite. Yeah.
You need to be consistent. You can't, a consistent position to hold to say that you reject these people based on their belief, but your belief is okay. No, okay in that situation. Yeah. If that's all you have, if you have something else, okay. But you're going to tell me no.
Yeah. It goes beyond belief or status. It's faith. It's complete faith in the system. And we were talking about this earlier about, you know, when off the air, but we were talking about this earlier about, you know, how I, you know, because I have had that faith in the system previously, you know, I get where they're coming from and stuff, but, you know, it's like people change. If all goes well, if you're, I don't know, and I hate to make it sound like, superior in any way, and I don't want it to sound like that because I don't feel like that. I just
condescending.
Well, no, I mean, I just think that it's just that I've always had an open mind. I've always been curious. I've always been interested, and I've always wanted to learn about new ideas and things that I'd never heard of before, and all that. And kind of, I don't know if we mentioned this during the break or not, but if it happens to be something that I agree with and is meaningful and logical, and it kind of like blows my old ideas out of the water, sure, I'm going to go ahead and start thinking that. I'm using the word belief, and really, it's really been much more of a logical process. You know, it's like this makes more sense. You know, just makes more sense. You know, but you know, there's definitely some you know, a little bit of emotion and stuff tied to it too. Like, you know, I want people to be free. I want everyone to be free. And, and I was talking to someone the other day about movements and because they were asking me, you know, why are you so passionate about this? And I said, He said, why are you so passionate about this? He said, because nothing anybody does ever does any good. You know, we've always had government. We'll always have government. And I said, I disagree with you. I said, look at movements in the past. Look at, and I think in a way, this is a little bit of a poor example, but like the civil rights movement where, you know, black folks are basically having to beg the government to give them their rights, you know, as human beings kind of thing, which it sucks that they did that, but it had a meaningful result to a degree, you know, and and it started as a movement. It started with just, you know, individuals coming together, and I said that's how change happens. It doesn't happen overnight, you know. It's like, yeah, that's how movements happen. They happen over, they can happen over freaking, decades. Yeah. So,
Well, that non-argument from him. aside from everything else, I would.
Well, a lot of people feel like that, though. A lot of people feel like nothing they do does any good.
But it's a feeling. I don't care. These situations, I don't care about feelings because it's funny. You mentioned logic before, but like right there, that's just like it's the way it's been. It's the way it's always going to be. Okay, that first of all, go learn your fallacies. That's one of them.
Right.
That's the appeal to antiquity. And as far as what you're saying, it's like it's not it's been this way for a while, sure, but it doesn't mean it can't change. And
you know,
somebody asked me why I do this. Well, selfishly, I do it because I want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a selfish person, but okay. But on top of that, I also pride myself on being as consistent as possible. So in order for me to be consistent and say I'm going to be selfish because I want to be free, I have to allow that opportunity to everybody else.
Well, that's the virtue of self-interest. In my opinion, it's like, and they actually mentioned that in the movie. There was one of the characters, I don't remember which one, talked about that his self-interest will benefit everyone around him, and that's one of, I guess that's more of an Ayn Rand kind of idea, but I mean, that's one that I agree with. I mean, I do think that, if my self-interest, will benefit me. I mean, if like what I do to benefit myself, it would naturally sort of spread out, And the freer that I am, personally, which I mean, I think that's what each individual, should be striving for first, is freedom in them and themselves and their minds and everything. That's going to ripple out, it's going to affect my interactions with other people. It's going to affect, my ideas, it's going to affect the people that I associate with. Self-interest to where it's like you're harming others, that's a whole other story. I disagree with that. But harming others also is not in my self-interest. So there you go.
most of the time, yes. I mean, again, for the sociopaths and psychopaths out there, it's a different story. But that's another common refrain is, you have to worry about those people. Okay, well, they exist now. And right now you give them the keys to keys to the palace. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about taking away the keys from them. We're not talking about getting rid of them. They're going to happen anyway. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. It's the, freedom starts with you. You can only, people got down on Rand because her book was called The Virtue of Selfishness. Mm-hmm. But that's what she was talking about. She was talking about self-interest, which everybody has.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm a firm believer that there is no such thing as pure altruism.
No,
It doesn't exist. For me, I always remember that Friends episode. With Joey and Phoebe and her trying to prove that it exists, and he kept proving her wrong. But it's true. It's, there's always, even if you feel good, you're getting something out of it. Okay, great.
Exactly.
But it does help because, like you said, you doing things, even you going out and purchasing something that's just for you, that only you are going to use, well, you helped some other people in that process by purchasing it from them, by, maybe using the gas in your car to get there. So, other people benefited.
It's like that movie, I Pen.
pencil.
Self-interest.
It's like the movie. I pencil.
I love that. That essay is one of the most important pieces of
literature
in general.
And it's so simple.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, they made it into a little movie. Did you know that? I pencil.
Yes, I've seen that too. Yes, yeah. I've seen the little movie too. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, what it's about is like how pencils are made and the huge impact like one pencil has on so many people.
Yeah, people don't think that it's
right. It's a butterfly effect. So we're going to the break, and we'll be back for our final segment and redemption in the last act.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Final segment. Freedom Fiends. So...
gotta be summer done. There's some redemption out there, right?
Some redemption, yeah. So a little while ago, I was talking about like how movies like The Big Short, as an example, you know, can create awareness, you know, where people may not have been fully aware of everything that was going on with that crisis. You know, there's other things out there, too. You know, when a couple of things that I've seen and listened to that definitely I feel like should bring more awareness to people of the American, I mentioned earlier, the American injustice system. One is a podcast that was produced by NPR called Serial. That was really good. And there's another one that's on Netflix, I think it's called Making a Murderer. And it's just, you know, how the average person can so easily be screwed by the system, essentially. You know, the guy in the that was the featured person in the Making a Murderer on Netflix, he spent 16 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and then after that. And there's a lot of things on the, you know, things, questions about exactly, you know, what was left out of this particular documentary and things like that. But, you know, the overarching theme of it was that, you know, the local police department, they were not going to, because he sued the police department, you know, because they were the ones responsible for him being in prison. And lo and behold, not long after he sues the police department, he gets charged with murder. You know, and
I'm sure so, that was a complete coincidence.
Yeah. But, it's just... You know, if you're listening to this show and you're not sure, you know, go out and research, like Google voluntarism. I mean, that's a big hashtag thing all over Facebook, you know, Google voluntarism. You know, go out and watch some of these, you know, read some of these articles that we post and, you know, go to Mises.org, you know, read Lysander Spooner, read Frederick Bastiat. You know, if you're curious and you want to know more and, you know, where we're coming from, you know, when we talk, you know, these are the things that these are the things that we've kind of educated ourselves on and have created, at least, you know, speaking for myself, it certainly created a lot of awareness and for myself. And I've changed my mind about a lot of things over the last couple of years. So, I feel like anybody that's listening, they got to be curious, at least, at the very least, if they're not completely on board.
So
unless they're just sadists, you know, or masochists.
Or sadists.
They're masochists, yeah. Rather. They're just they listen because they hate us.
There could be that. Yeah.
But, you know, I can imagine that. I mean, there are. I mean, it's kind of like the Ron Paul effect that people talk about, you know,
right.
It's things happen and it does. And it's, I mean, you said it earlier, it's people don't realize a lot of things until it impacts them directly. And if it doesn't, mm-hmm. they kind of glosses over. I mean, right. as much as I don't want to see, you know, especially like friends and family members of mine that I've tried to warn about things and just, they still think I'm crazy. Like as much as I don't want to see bad things happen to them or people like them, you know, if the next bubble, which is, you know, keeps being talked about being pretty close to bursting sometime soon, you know, if it happens in the next couple of years and it's still not the quote unquote recovery still hasn't happened from the last one, you know, maybe it will actually hit some more people this time around where they will say, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. This is,
and now it's affecting me. And then maybe like right. movies like, you know, movies like The Big Short or just like anything, you know, anything out there, it's, you know, sometimes I'm surprised some of these things actually make it into the mainstream because you gotta yeah. kind of wonder, like, how did this actually escape? but if it's out there, people are watching it, people are reading, you know, it's, and all it ever is, you know, all I ever talk about, you know, on the other show I do is just about planting seeds. That's all it really mm-hmm. is. You just give people yeah. ideas and hopefully they'll just consider them because that's all right. you can really ask.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And, you know, sometimes the seeds take and sometimes they don't. And, but, you know, planting, to me, if I plant a seed, I've been successful.
Exactly. So, that's all you can yeah. do. Yeah. I mean, it's scary for people to question their beliefs, but hey.
It really is, yeah.
You can't, if you can't question the beliefs you already have, then you may not know them well enough.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, we were talking earlier about faith and, you know, I think a lot of people do have faith in the Constitution and...
All what right. was that? all the basset hounds in my house just decided to start.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, time. So we're coming to the close of our show tonight. And thank you so much, Jeremy, for your service.
Yes. Thank you for your warmness.
My wormsness. So. My worms says. Worms. My worms says. But anyway, so yeah, y'all educate yourself, all right?
Yeah. Go read something.
While we're listening to the Basset Hounds.